USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. With coronavirus cases topping 25 million in the U.S. and variants spreading around the world, the Biden administration will implement a travel ban on most non-U.S. citizens from entering the country who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, 26 countries in Europe, China, Iran, and Ireland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced,
"This isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. And in light of the contagious variant, B1351, South Africa has been added to the restricted list. Additionally, beginning tomorrow, international travelers to the United States must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days of travel."
Donald Trump rescinded travel restrictions 2 days before his term ended. The White House will resume regular briefings on the coronavirus pandemic starting Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The House is preparing to hand over an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate this evening. A number of Republican senators say they oppose an impeachment trial for inciting the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. A letter to GOP senators urges them to consider the evidence before deciding how to vote. The letter is signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former officials in the Trump administration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the trial will be a healing experience.
"Everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us, but sweeping it under the rug will not bring healing. The only way to bring healing is to actually have real accountability."
Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. Dominion suing Trump's personal attorney for more than $1.3 billion in damages. Conservatives have blamed the company's machines for Trump's defeat. The suit alleges that Giuliani conspired to promote a false narrative about the election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California has lifted stay-at-home orders across the state. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the decision based on the number of ICU beds available. ICU capacity remains under 15%. Counties will move back to a tiered system. Some businesses like hair salons and restaurants can now reopen with restrictions. 3.1 million of the 25 million cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. are in the state of California, which has a population of 39 million. Top aides to President Biden have begun talks on a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package with senators on both sides in hopes of passing the bill with bipartisan support. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get further COVID relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do, it has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
"We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly that we need to work with."
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.